Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. It's a travel edition.
When you wish upon a star. Okay,
that was lovely.
So good. That was my like.
Wonderful. No, we're on the road right now.
We're in the air right now. Yeah.
Or something.
We're lying by a pool right now. Honestly.
I may be intoxicated.
That's funny.
Tequila.
Well, it depends on when you're listening to this. I may be doing yoga, actually. It comes out in the morning.
You like doing morning yoga?
I do. It's my favorite. It's not my favorite. It's one of my favorites. I have many favorites.
I like drinking.
I know. And eating.
And eating.
And swimming.
And volleyballing.
And volleyballing. And sunning.
No, I do like the sun. I'm a little scared of the sun.
February, Canadian skin.
Every time I go somewhere south in like the spring or early spring, it's very early spring this time, my skin gets singed. I tan very well, which may have dire consequences when I'm older, but beside the point,
it's true.
When I'm not tan very well, my skin singes very quickly, but I love the sun, so
it's a problem.
It's a big problem.
I have my books are downloaded, ready to go. I have an e-reader I'm going to use for the first time. I haven't packed any of my clothes yet, but I'm ready to go. When you're listening to this, I'm either going to be doing yoga or I'm going to be lying by a pool drinking. Okay. Oh, wait, no, reading.
Speaking of reading. I need you to find me a copy of The Alchemist, I think.
So okay. I have it somewhere.
I have a book club coming on.
You have a book club?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me this.
It's my World of Warcraft guild.
They have a World of Warcraft book club.
My guild is putting on a book club, I guess, and it looks like it's going to be The Alchemist is chosen for the first book. So, never read that one before, but I've heard about it a lot. So
yeah, it's good. I have it somewhere. I'll give it you a copy. That might be the nerdiest thing I've ever heard you say.
pretty nerdy, yeah.
My World of Warcraft book club.
Gil Frodo.
Wow. Okay.
Should read The Hobbit.
You should read The Hobbit. You've read that one though. I have many copies of that one. Okay. Well, anyway, what are we talking about this week, Brandon? While we are on vacation, so we are recording this far in advance.
So far.
Yeah.
So far, far away.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about this week?
Well, you said that you wanted to talk about the 100th.
Well, we haven't
festivities.
Yet.
They're purple and iridescent.
Yes, I like the
colors.
That's
the end. Okay.
I like the color scheme, actually.
No, what are we talking about next now?
Okay. Well, we are actually talking about all of the stuff
so far. There's more to it than that. Okay.
With the 100th anniversary. Before we get to that, Brandon, do you have a new nerd thing since last week?
I just said.
Book club. That totally makes sense. My nerd thing is school stuff. Oh, that's the other thing. We come back from Mexico and I go to teacher's convention.
Nerd. Lifelong learning to help teach others.
What?
You should just be babysitting the children so they don't have to. The parents don't have to worry about
that. Yeah, apparently that's a thing.
Oh boy. Anyway,
what are you drinking, Brandon?
I am drinking a lovely celebratory because we're celebrating the 100th.
Yes.
I got a glow cube from Disneyland.
You did.
In my Pim's Test Kitchen beaker.
Yes, yep.
And it's gin and a peach bubbly.
It's
very festive.
The other Pim's Test Kitchen beaker that I think was originally my honey drink from Pim's.
I think they were both your honey drinks. One was honey 1 and one was honey 2.0.
That's true. This was the original honey 1. And mine, actually, my glow cube is also from Disneyland. And mine is purple in honor of the purple and iridescent.
And mine's like blue in honor of
liking blue.
Iridescent.
Okay.
all the 100 stuff like shimmers purple and blue.
That's
so
true. Yes. That's what we're going
why
with.
Why I clicked on that.
And mine is pineapple and gin.
The worst of the fruits. Yes.
Nope, the best of the fruits. I will probably be eating pineapple in Mexico. Actually, that's probably, that's probably what I'm doing right now.
Eating pineapple?
I eat so much pineapple.
They do have decent pineapple at that resort.
Yeah,
so,
not bad. Yeah. All right, so we are actually going to be skipping over news.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't know. Despite my best efforts, I cannot tell the future, so I don't know what the news is.
You know what? Hold on. We won't switch to the news, but by the way, we have a new Marvel movie.
Yeah, Ant-Man. And it's so sad when all those people die. And
we're recording this before we watched it.
Yeah, this is not a spoiler.
You know what? There's probably some funny jokes. And there's probably some sad deaths.
Kang kills some people. And, probably Hank Pym.
That'd
He's
be my
dead.
Guess, yeah.
He's dead. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Probably, yeah.
The mom, she's probably dead.
Yeah, maybe. Michelle
I don't
Piper,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocket. No, wait. That's Guardians. Rocket's gonna die.
Cassie's probably okay.
Yeah. Maybe. They're going for the young.
That's what I
the
mean.
The young guns. Mm-hmm. Everyone. Cassie's probably dead.
There's probably some jokes prior to that, and then people get small. Yeah.
Baskin Robbins.
Then there's probably some Baskin Robbins in there.
They
yeah.
always know.
They always know. And Paul Rudd's still a vampire.
He is a very young looking 50-year-old.
It's insane. Literally last year in my film studies class we watched Clueless and I'm like, he looks the same. And because we're all like, hey, it's Ant-Man. Like, yeah. He's also in Romeo and Juliet, which I teach every year, and yes. He looks the same.
I'm almost 40 and I look older than Paul Rudd, so screw you, Paul Rudd. There you go. Okay.
And that is our review of Ant-Man and Quantumania, which we haven't seen yet.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. All right, cool. Main topic? At the park.
Speaking of getting old, Disney is 100 years old.
Disney Company is 100 years old in 2023, and the focus for the 100th celebrations is at Disneyland, which is awesome because most stuff goes to Disney World, and I'm super psyched that it's at Disneyland, even though we won't see any of it.
Except through video.
There are going to be some celebrations in all the Disney parks periodically throughout the year. But the focus is definitely at Disneyland, which makes sense. If we're talking classic Disney, you go Disneyland.
Yeah. It's the original, and they're gonna go hard on this 100th anniversary of the Disney Company, and then before you know it, it's gonna be the 100th anniversary of Disneyland itself. And
so, yeah. Oh my goodness. Why would you say that? What is wrong with you say that?
It's gonna happen.
In like 32 years.
Just let it happen.
Okay. So officially, October 16th is actually the anniversary. October 16th, 1923.
Is that when they filed the incorporation date?
That is the date. So as part of this, we had an all new, for the first time in like,
forever.
A century. Nice. That's good. I liked it. A brand new Oswald the Lucky Rabbit short cartoon came out.
Oswald's like cool hipster vibes.
So cool. My friend of mine is a substitute teacher at our like local elementary school here, and she was talking to the kids about their favorite cartoons, and one's like, I don't think you'll know what mine is. Mine is a rabbit. And I was like, you mean Oswald? She's like, I had never heard of this. I'm like, that kid has parents who like are doing it right. If he knows what Oswald the Lucky
Dang
Rabbit is.
Dang hipster parents.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. So I had a student who's in grade, I think, 10, who we were talking about Disney movies today. And one is like, Miss Mack, you didn't mention Fun and Fancy Free. That is severely underrated. And had a whole conversation with me about Fun and Fancy Free. Do you even know the film Fun and Fancy Free?
I mean, I've heard of it. I couldn't tell you the plot of it. But
no, it's a compilation.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the ones where they were like putting together shorts because they didn't have money because it was the Great Depression and then World War One. No, wait, World War Two.
World War Two. Yeah.
Yes, World War Two.
That's when Donald fought Hitler.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I told the kid that he got like significantly cooler in my world.
That is a deep cut.
Right? I was like, that's impressive, buddy. I told him if I give bonus marks for awesome, he'd get them. But anyway, like, Oswald.
But you don't. So.
But you don't.
Yeah. Too bad for you.
So we do have an Oswald the Lucky Rabbit short. We also have a new feature-length animated feature coming this year on November 22nd. We have Wish, which is also kind of cool. It is about the Wishing Star. It's very, like, Disney as a whole. I like it. I hope I like it. I like the premise of it.
It's based on the cruise ship.
No.
Oh.
We also have a fireworks show, Wondrous Journeys, which is heavy on the projections.
Wondrous. And Journeyful.
Heavy on the projections.
I mean, this probably makes sense. They're probably going to do this more and more because they can make the projections happen in any sort of weather.
That's true. They had projections in the crazy downpour on New Year's Eve.
The craziest downpour I've ever seen in Southern California.
That's true. And they were still able to do some projections. So if they were set up for more projections, they have the reliability, which means fewer angry guests, which...
Me.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, yeah. Yeah, no, I think they're going to be steering towards projections and drones in the very near future. So that'll just make sense.
Yeah. We also have a new World of Color show. This one is called World of Color 1, and it's basically been updated. It includes even Encanto in it, but it also includes Star Wars in it.
Pew, pew!
Exactly. Which is kind of cool. It's like the first time it's included any of that.
Like, the best part of the World of Color that we saw was the Pirates.
It was. That was so cool.
It was really cool. So, throw in some Star Wars in there. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway has now opened. This opened near the end of January. And this might surprise you, but a brand new attraction with a bunch of technological stuff in it goes down pretty frequently as they're figuring it out.
Yeah, and it's also very popular, so there's a little bit of issues, but that, I mean, yeah. I'm sure if you pay for the Lightning Lane, you get on it that day, and if you have a boarding pass that's later in the day,
you don't.
You probably don't, because it went down a couple times and whatever.
This is literally the same thing we saw with Rise. Actually, I think it's less down.
It's less of a problem than Rise. It's less complicated than Rise. It's a similar ride system, actually.
But there's fewer,
There's less going on. So.
Variables. Fewer variables, let's say that.
X equals Y.
It's squared. Generally had, with the exception of people complaining about it being down frequently, it generally has had favorable reviews, though.
Yeah, it's a solid Disney experience. We've seen some videos of it.
A great queue, by the way.
Even from before in Florida, but the Disney version is just as good, and it's the first Mickey ride ever.
Isn't that crazy?
So that is kind of weird.
It's bizarre.
If you think about it.
But I like it, and I like the style, and I think it's going to work really well.
I love the animation style. Me too. Yes. That mix of new and old Mickey and Friends.
I think it's perfect.
Style is great, and it's a dark ride, but it's got a lot of elements going on.
Yep.
And it's just, yeah, it's good.
I think it's cool.
I would be excited,
to ride it.
I'd be excited to ride it, even though it's not obviously a thrill ride.
Right, but still.
Yeah.
I like it. We also have the Magic Happens Parade is coming very soon. February 24th, this begins. Very soon. This is exciting.
Magic happens. Yay. This is the parade that took place for 2 weeks before.
Was it even 2 weeks?
Yeah. A week and a half, maybe. Before the entire world shut down. So they're bringing it back. I mean, it makes sense. They had it all the production.
And it's quite cool. It's next level.
It's a big production. Yep. Like, we saw the Christmas parade, which was a pretty big production.
That was cool.
I think this might be a little bit...
I think so, too.
Like, more involved.
Yeah, they say the floats are, you know, the most extravagant they've ever done and things like that. So, awesome. And then we also have Mickey's Toontown opening later in March. Now, we talked about last episode, if you didn't hear. It has been delayed about a week and a little bit. But it will still be opening in March. As well as we have all these refurbs that are going on right now, but they will be opening as well. We'll have, like, an updated Indiana Jones, and supposedly the Treehouse is coming in 2023. But we don't have dates on that type of thing. We also have lots of decor. What do you think of the castle?
I'm not a huge fan. They put in the new fountains, which are kind of fine.
Ooh, keep those, by the way.
Yeah, the fountains in the moat. Just makes sense.
Totally.
They don't have to be shooting all the time, but just like most of the time. The banners and stuff, they've gone with a very white theme and then iridescent on top of iridescent kind of purpley blue.
Yeah.
Like along with the rest of your centennial theming.
Right.
The white banners and stuff make it look like it's just not painted, which is weird to me.
The white is off. I like the other stuff. I like the banners that say line the walkway, and I like the flags and stuff. I like the star on the castle. I think that's pretty cool. But I agree, the stark white is, it's like harsh. It's weird. It's like,
now they have a big medallion with the 100th logo on
it. Yeah, that's fine.
No, but it's white, and you can't, like, I don't know. It looks unpainted to me.
The white is off-putting, is what you're saying.
Mm.
We also like this, so they have flags and everything, of course, on going down Main Street and throughout, and I like all of that. We also talked last week about the statues, specifically the mouse one.
Yeah, statue.
Yeah. So there's all of that. We also have a lot of merch. The Platinum Sipper and Balloon Popcorn Bucket is out all over the place. There's lots of merch.
That was out when we were there.
That's true. There's lots of, because we were there, well, we were there New Year's Day was our last day there. And they were just like filling the shelves with 2023 stuff, but also the 100th stuff, because of course 2023 being the 100th.
All the 100th, like most of the 100th merch was out already. A big chunk of it, and you have a 100th spirit jersey.
I really like it. It's good. It's a good quality spirit jersey. They have
cool colors.
Yeah, it's great colors. Well, I love, purple's my favorite color, but it's that style. But it's also like stitched. All the characters are stitched onto it, as opposed to just like an iron-on. So I like that a lot. Good quality stuff.
Yeah, and it's classic Disney characters.
Totally,
like the Fab Five and all that. So yeah,
all classy.
And Chippendale.
The Disney Gallery, this is kind of cool. So they're going to have a special tribute to Walt's vision of bringing his films to life at the park. So the Disney Gallery is on Main Street there. And I think when we were there, it was Haunted Mansion was the focus.
Oh, this is leading into great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
But yes, the display is all going to be basically like a walk through the history of the connection between the films and the parks, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, no,
if you're at all into Disney history,
that is cool. It's something to do that is going to be out of the way.
Yes, maybe, and probably air conditioned if it's hot.
If it's hot, it's air conditioned. If it's raining, why would that happen? Who knows? It's somewhere to get out of the rain.
Exactly.
We should have probably gone there for the Haunted Mansion part. We didn't, but you know,
we talked about it a few times. But instead, we went to Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yeah.
That is not out of the rain.
And complained about my wet feet.
Yes, you definitely did.
I did that, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were pretty positive, though. For such a cynical guy, you were pretty positive most of the time.
Hey, you're there. You're having fun. Whatever. Yeah.
Hey, we have a whole episode about it, actually.
We do.
Yeah, so look back a couple episodes to the one about Disney not being able to control the weather and listen to that one.
Come on, Chapek. Oh, wait, no, it's not his fault anymore.
No, but can we blame him anyway? I feel like we should. I feel like that's what we do.
Yeah, those clouds came about before Iger took over, so it's clearly Chapek's
fault.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I want to spend some time now. This is kind of the biggie, right? The foodie guide, the official foodie guide that comes out.
They do have a lot of food, so it's funny. It's overlapping a little bit with Valentine's Day.
And with the Chinese New Year.
Yeah, because that's going on big in DCA as well.
Mm-hmm.
But most of this 100 stuff is actually in Disneyland.
Right. So there's a little bit of, like, there'll be some seasonal stuff out, and it's like, wait, what is this even for?
If it's red, it's probably Valentine's Day. If it's purple or white, it's probably for the 100th.
Exactly. All right, here we go. Disneyland Park. At Alien Pizza Planet, they have a lemon tea cake. At Blue Bayou Restaurant, they have a celebration cake with a pecan brownie.
Celebrate good times.
Come on. They also have a Disney 100 Blue Bayou champagne glass.
Ooh.
Yeah. At Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen and Pooh Corner, they have a mini apple and a mini cake pop. And this is very cute. It's like in chocolate and it's encrusted in silver and it's very Instagrammy.
That is very cute. I would never order it.
No,
but
it's
cute.
It's cute.
Yeah,
it's cute.
I mean, look at a picture of it. Yeah, whatever.
At Galactic Grill, we have a platinum trifle. This actually, okay, layers of chocolate cookie crumbles. This is very me, less you.
Yeah.
With cheesecake.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And cherry compote and chocolate cookie mousse and creme fraiche chantilly with crunch pearls.
Sorry, no, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
We also have an old-fashioned cream soda there. At Hungry Bear Restaurant, we have potato and cheddar cheeseburger.
Okay. Yep.
It literally has a crispy potato plank, is what it says. Like, it's a giant hash brown, essentially.
And green chili.
Yes.
And bacon cheddar sauce.
Yes.
Spicy crispy potato. Yes. Okay. I'm getting excited. I'm starting to drool.
Yeah. Except we're not going to be there for this.
I know, but.
Well, like, unless you're surprising me again.
Surprise. No.
No. Okay.
No, it's not.
We
no,
also
sorry,
have
no.
a lemon chiffon pie. Oh, Walt and his wife really liked lemon desserts. So we are seeing a lot of lemon here.
And I disagree with them wholeheartedly. Lemon is
I
is
love
a,
lemon
is
desserts.
A
so
C minus tier dessert at best.
A, solid A, not A plus, but A, A minus.
Yeah,
I'll get an A minus.
F tier.
No.
F tier dessert.
Now, it's as garbage. Always, Jolly Holiday Bakery has tons of cute stuff. They have a platinum trifle. They have the lemon tea cake. They have a Mr. Banks shortbread tart. At Refreshment Corner, we have a violet pretzel. This one has salted vanilla cream and lavender sugar, if you're wondering about all the different types of pretzels.
There's a lot of different kinds of pretzels, apparently. Yeah.
We also have a sparkling grape. This is a drink. At Town Square Churro and Tomorrowland Churro, both of those, they have the Disney 100 Churro that is rolled in cherry sugar drizzled with white icing. Topped with purple and silver pearls, I would definitely try this.
It looks nice. I'm scared about the cherry.
That's
though.
Fair.
Yeah.
Throughout Disneyland Park, now this is Disneyland proper, they have the Disney 100 Thermo Tumbler.
It actually looks really
cool. It's so
cool.
This would be, I'm not always a good tumbler or sipper person. I mean, we had a great Christmas one, actually.
Yeah.
So good.
We lucked out with the Christmas
one. We really lucked out with that one. That was a good one.
Chef's kiss, that one.
This
yeah.
is also chef's kiss. You can find this at Bengal Barbecue, Edelweiss Snacks, French Market Restaurant, Galactic Grill, Harbor Galley, Hungry Bear Restaurant, the It's a Small World Lemonade Cart, Jolly Holiday Bakery, Plaza Inn, Rancho del Zocalo, Red Rose
it's
Tavern.
It's at a lot of places. Yeah, okay.
Refreshment Corner, Stage Door Cafe, or Golden Horseshoe.
Great. Lots of places. Is it metal like the Christmas one, or
doesn't
is it plastic?
Say. It literally doesn't
looks
say.
Plastic.
It kind of looks plastic, but it looks like a heavy-duty plastic. Yeah. So, it says lanyard, and anyway, it looks awesome. They also have a sipper and the Disney 100 Poison Apple you can find at Casey Jr.'s Churro Cart. So, this is the Poison Apple, except instead of red and green or red and black, it is a purple with a platinum poison dripping off of it, and it looks amazing. It looks so
and
good.
And
it's like a mug, yeah. And it has like a lid. Anyway, this is a solid Casey Jr. Churro Cart, the place you get this.
That, wow, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
They have some cool, like, mugs and cups and stuff.
So much. They have a Magic Key refillable popcorn bucket. They have a Star Glow Cube.
That looks like something Mario
would
collect.
It does look, actually. This still says coming soon, so I'm not sure if it's there yet or not. They have a mouse straw clip. They have a Cinderella premium bucket. Again, coming soon. That's only going to be found at Fantasyland Theater and the popcorn carts near Sleeping Beauty Castle, Small World, and Town Square.
Cinderella.
Exactly.
Popcorn bucket-y.
Exactly. Okay, ready to head over to DCA?
Yeah, I guess they're going to do some stuff over there, too.
So far, the Hungry Bear burger is what's getting you?
Yeah, that looks pretty good. I like Hungry Bear, actually.
We'll wait for this one. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, the French Onion Dip Pizza.
What?
Do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah.
Mozzarella, Gruyere, caramelized onion, sliced roast beef, served with a side of beef au jus.
And it's a pizza.
It's a
beef dip French onion pizza.
It is. Tell us if you've had this because Brandon is about to start salivating.
I'm gonna cry because I'm not gonna get it.
Book us a trip to Disneyland so you can have this.
Or you could like. Do a copycat recipe and make it for me.
Okay.
I think that's a challenge that I'm going to set to you.
I like that. Yeah, you just want the beef dip pizza.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that one.
French onion beef dip pizza.
All right, we'll see. I don't know.
This is
we'll
your
see.
Challenge.
Oh, okay. This is what we did during like lockdowns for COVID.
Yeah, you made cozy cones.
Yeah, I made cozy cones. I tried and had Dole Whip, although I had that. You did not have
that. I didn't have the Dole Whip.
Churros?
The cozy cones actually were better than the real Cozy Cones.
We didn't have the macaroni and cheese Cozy Cones, is what I made, though.
They were still better than the real
You just want me to make more Cozy Cones. Mm. They also have a lemon chiffon pie there. At Bing Bong's Sweet Stuff and Trolley Treats, they have the
Bing
mini
Bong.
Apple.
He's dead.
Why would you? Why? It's too soon. They also have the mini cake pop. At Clarabelle's hand-scooped ice cream, they have a Snickers sundae. Mm. Yum. At Fiddler, Pfeiffer, and Practical Cafe, they have the Platinum Trifle. At Flo's V8, they also have the Lemon Chiffon Pie. At the Hollywood Lounge, they have the Platinum Blue. This is a rum and blue Caraco.
That looks radioactive.
It has Dole Pineapple in it.
Yeah, that, no.
This is such a Chris to drink. It's not
Lamp
even
Light.
Funny.
Let's go to Lamplight.
Oh, in a minute. Oh. We also have an Old Fashioned Cream Soda. Now let's go to Lamplight. They have the Disney 100 Cocktail. Ready?
Yeah.
Gin.
Yes.
Empress Gin with pea flower, honey, lavender, and lemon juice garnished with an edible flower. That looks and sounds delicious.
That looks classy as heck and would taste really good.
Tastes so
like,
good.
I mean, you're paying like $15 for
don't
a
care.
Little tiny thing.
Worth it.
But
you got to do it. You got to do it. At Magic Tea Terrace, for all you magic key holders, they have the celebration cake. This is the same one that's offered at Blue Bayou. At Pacific Wharf Cappuccino Cart, we have a lemon tea cake again. And at the Pacific Wharf Cafe, we have the Platinum Trifle. While it's still the Pacific Wharf, who knows how long this, much longer that's going to be.
Soon it will be San Francisco.
Exactly.
They're building it now.
Nice reference. I understood that.
No one else does, but that's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
At Schmoozie's, we have the Steamboat Willie Shake. I love the name of this. It's black and white. It looks like Mickey Mouse. It is amazing. It is a cookies and cream shake with whipped topping and chocolate cream-filled cookie ears. I love this.
Okay. Schmoozie's always does these, like, super over-the-top shakes. Maybe not quite as over-the-top as the Downtown Disney ones.
Fair.
Like,
yeah,
at
shake,
Black
yeah.
Tap.
Yeah.
But this one looks like just solid.
This looks solid.
It's cookies and cream.
Yeah.
Like
it looks
easy.
Delicious. It
easy.
Looks drinkable, not just cute.
Yeah.
And maybe because it's not as over the top as other stuff, I've always thought Schmoozie's ones are like cool and like fun, and maybe I wouldn't say no to them, but this is the first one that I've been like, I want that. Because I always want a cookies and cream milkshake, honestly. At Sonoma Terrace, we have the Prickly Paloma. That's a tequila and prickly pear-based drink with ginger beer.
Ooh, just the bare necessities.
Yeah, I like. You are. Yes!
Yeah!
Yes,
the prickly
totally
pear!
Yeah.
Come on!
Studio Catering Company also has an old-fashioned cream soda. Grizzly Peak Churro has that Disney 100 Churro. And the tumbler is available at a lot of places, including the Corn Dog
Castle.
This
is a different tumbler.
Yep. Well, there's also the travel tumbler with lanyard. So I'm not sure which one is
which. Oh,
there's
a thermal. Mm-hmm. The thermal one might be metal, and this one's plastic. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, just check them out and let us know.
Oh.
They also have the Mickey Mouse 100 sipper.
Okay. I'm glad we're not, like, close enough to, like, start collecting sippers and stuff. And popcorn buckets.
Although I love my Main Street Electrical Light Parade one.
The Electrical Light Parade sipper and popcorn bucket that we have are gorgeous, but like, I'm glad we can't collect them because it would be a problem.
It would be such a problem.
Because this one,
the Mickey Mouse one.
The Mickey Mouse 100 is.
Isn't it look great?
Really cool.
So if you're in DCA and you want one, go to Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, Chiller at Paradise Gardens, Corndog Castle, Fairfax Market, Outdoor Food Courts. Food carts, the Pacific Wharf Cafe, while it's still the Pacific Wharf Cafe, Paradise Garden Grill, or Smoke Jumpers. So soon. The Platinum Mickey Mouse Balloon Bucket is also around. That Poison Apple Mug that I talked about.
That Poison Apple Mug is
so
cool
good.
As heck, too.
That's at Mortimer's Market, which I love. Talk about Disney history on that one. Mickey Mouse's original name is Mortimer. And then there's
like
Mortimer,
the evil Mortimer. The evil mouse Mortimer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Magic Key refillable popcorn bucket. You can get those at the popcorn carts at Buena Vista Street, Grizzly Peak, and Pixar
Pier. And if you're a Magic Key holder and you're going to go several times in the next, like, because it's only good for like a couple months or something.
I'm not sure. It doesn't have specifics.
It was only good till the end of February, or not even.
Okay.
A couple months, but like if you're gonna go like a few times, it's like $2 to refill.
Yeah,
so
it's,
like it's that's a
it's
really
cute.
Really good deal.
It's cute. We also have the Glow Cube available at specific places in DCA, and the Mouse Straw Clip, which is super cute.
That's actually better than really I would.
It's really cute, right? It's really cute. Also available at different places. Different hotels at the Disneyland Resort. The Craftsman Grill is offering Walt's Chili Bread Bowl.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
The Grand Californian... So that's the Grand Californian Craftsman Grill. The Holiday Cart's also offering a Disney 100 Rice Krispie Treat.
I must...
Oh, we're interrupting.
Clarify. When I say, oh, no, it's because I want it to eat it. It's not because it's a bad thing.
Oh, yes. No, so good. The Disneyland Hotel Coffee House is offering the Mickey Mouse Sipper. The travel tumbler is available at different places. At Downtown Disney District, at Catal, they have a Lavender Honor, which is a gin-based drink with plum liqueur, yuzu, and kava, and that looks amazing.
Yum.
Naples is
Catal
also
still open? Because they're like
they are right now.
The heck out of
available
that place.
Beginning January 27th.
Weird.
At Naples Ristorante and Bar, they have the Enchanted Centuria Martini. This is a tequila-based one with chilled espresso, Irish cream, and vanilla. Also looks really really fancy.
Hmm.
At Marceline's, they have, again, the mini apple and mini cake pop. Mm. No surprise there. Tortilla Joe's is offering a three leches cake. Yum.
You're calling it three leches. Seems
I know.
A little wrong.
I know.
It should be tres leches.
Like. I know, and it has tres leches syrup sauce on it. But
so
anyway,
I mean,
a snow white chocolate.
Technically on the list, it's a numerical three, so since it's leches, you should probably just say tres leches.
Okay,
yeah.
Tres leches. But it is described as having snow white chocolate. Snow white. Okay.
Get out of town.
The Burgundy Celebration is the drink, which is, again, a tequila-based drink. Not a tequila fan?
No, I'm just...
Oh, you're still shaking your head about Snow White?
Yes!
Okay.
I'm not getting over that quickly. Come on.
The Last Petal, which is, again, a tequila-based drink. So they said they're going to be adding to this. But anyway, this is the base.
Basically, if you want to celebrate the 100th, you're going to have no lack of options for food and drink.
Your biggest problem, if you go and you're not you're not someone who goes every week or a couple times every week, is
choosing what you want.
Choosing, yes. Yeah. Especially right now with Valentine. Okay although when this comes out, Valentine's won't be
just
on
real
anymore.
Quick, top three.
Ooh.
Of those things that just came
out. I want the funky sipper with the lanyard.
Okay.
Does that count?
That's not. Yeah, no, that counts.
That counts? Yeah. Okay. So there's one. Now you do one.
I'm the Galactic Grill, the burger.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair one.
Mm-hmm.
I want the milkshake.
Oh, nice.
I want the Steamboat Willie milkshake. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. You do another one.
I'm going to go with the gin drink at Lamplight.
Okay. I want to try and not pick the same ones as you, because that sounded really good too. Ooh, this is tough. I might do pretzel. Mm. Oh no, because the pretzel I wanted isn't on this list. I wanted the Tomorrowland pretzel.
Okay. It might not be on this list, but I'm making an executive decision.
Oh,
it's
you are.
It's a purple and white pretzel that they released in January. It's part of the 100th celebration.
Probably. Okay, well, if you do that, then I'll do the French onion dip pizza.
No, I was arguing for you.
Oh,
the French onion dip pizza is mine.
Oh, okay. I will do the pretzel then.
Yes, you're doing the pretzel. Okay. The French onion dip pizza is mine.
Okay.
And now it's your third.
Oh, this is tough. I don't want to pick just sweet things. But I think I'm going to have to.
I picked two savory and a drink.
Okay, well, I'm picking all sweet stuff. I'm picking the churro. I love me a seasonal churro. And I think
it does look like a decent churro,
right?
Although I'm a little put off by the cherry you mentioned.
I 100% get that.
Fair enough.
If I was picking just different things to get, that is something I would get. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Living vicariously through all you people.
Yeah,
who get to go.
This is something that we'll never experience, and that's fine. We got our fill. Well,
no, we did not.
Not our fill, but we got a good dose of Disney in 2022. So
not
the fact
only,
that we're not going to get it at all in 2023 is okay.
Yes,
we can deal with that.
I'm actually okay with it.
We can watch,
would love to go.
We can watch from afar.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, agreed. Brandon, I have trivia for you for the first time in a long time.
Oh.
Actual trivia, not BuzzFeed trivia.
Spicy.
Well, it's a history. We're celebrating the 100th.
I'm not great with Disney history.
I'm so good at it.
I'm sorry.
Are you ready?
No.
This is all easy stuff. This is super easy stuff.
Sure.
Two of the three of these we've had on previous trivia things.
Oh.
Okay.
Then I should probably remember it.
Theoretically.
Question mark, question mark.
In what year did Disneyland open?
Oh, I do know this.
I literally said it at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, it's... You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It was 1954.
Okay. What is the sorcerer's name in Fantasia? And you get a bonus if you can tell me the significance of that.
What is the sorcerer's name in Fantasia?
Yeah, when Mickey steals his hat. We did this in a decades one, so it was a long time ago. Fantasia came out a long time ago.
And then it came out again in 2000.
That's true.
Fantasia 2000.
That's true.
I don't remember, but I don't remember.
Okay. And what were the first words that Mickey Mouse spoke? He made lots of noise. I'll tell you right now. This is my hint. He made lots of noise.
He went...
Yeah, no, the first actual words. He verbalized, like, noises and sound effects and things in, like, Steamboat Willie and Plane Crazy
said,
and things like
he
that.
He said, oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I will tell you that
his... It's probably not that, but
I
whatever.
Will tell you his first... The first cartoon he spoke in was called Carnival Kid.
Hmm.
If that helps or doesn't.
He said, get over here, you jerk.
I don't think he did. He wasn't Home Alone.
He's a carnival barker.
How confident are you feeling about these three?
No, this is a terrible. This is terrible.
Disney history. I got all of these off the bat.
No, you didn't.
I did so.
Get out of
every
town.
Single one of them.
Get out of here.
I did. I specifically picked ones that I knew the answer to.
No.
Well, anything else to add about Happy 100th Disney?
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it is. Yay, Disney. We love you for 100 years. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you, Elmule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of this show and all of our shows. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts, as well as links to email us. You can also find Disneya episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A.
Woot. Hey, maybe we should post like some travel video on our Adventures
A. I actually have a couple planned.
We should charge the GoPro.
Oh, we want to bring the GoPro to Mexico?
Maybe.
All right, let's do it. I'm up for it. I figured I was going to pack.
It's waterproof, so.
May as well. I'm going to post a packing one.
Mm-hmm.
Because we actually had some packing tips from our road trip, but we're going to be traveling carry-on only for Mexico, so I thought that might be some good packing tips with that one.
I guess I should figure out what I'm packing for my packing.
It's cute how you think you're packing.
Well, you told me to make a pile
that's
of certain
true.
Things.
That's true,
and
yes.
And
just, you do just... make the pile, I just make it fit in the...
I pick the things and you roll them up.
I
and,
do.
And, yeah. And that's...
And we also
that's
have...
How we, that's how we operate.
We also have packing for camping, so let's do a packing for carry-on. Tropical carry-on.
Wow.
We should have done one for Disney, honestly.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
You
wow.
are good at packing.
I am. That's true. I actually, like, really enjoy
no,
it.
No, I, like, that's not sarcastic. I'm sorry, I sounded sarcastic.
You did.
That was not sarcastic. You are really good at packing.
Thank you. Which is weird, because I'm bad at spatial intelligence, but... I enjoy packing because it's
you're
an organization
just like,
thing.
I'm gonna make this fit in this little tiny
yeah.
thing, and you know.
It's an organization
so,
thing.
You're good at packing a suitcase, not so good at packing a vehicle for some
terrible.
Reason.
Terrible.
I don't.
Absolutely terrible. Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
Weird.
Anyway, yeah, let's do some videos here.
We've gone off the rails.
We are gonna do some videos on YouTube. You should check them out and see more chaos.
Chaos.
Not just listen to chaos. See the chaos. Also, if you know someone who might like listening to us, or if you just want to, like, commiserate with the chaos that this is, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Next episode, what are we talking about?
I think we're just going to have to make it up as we go along, because that's in, like, 2 weeks, and I don't know what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow, so...
Coffee. You're having coffee for breakfast
tomorrow. I am going to have coffee for breakfast tomorrow. I might have a Caesar. No, wait, I think I drank the last Caesar today.
Oh,
so.
I would have gotten you another one.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to make it up.
Why did my glow cube turn red?
Because you have to run from the Logan's run. No, that's a reference that no one gets.
Not even me.
But anyway, we're gonna make something up.
Clearly. Yes, we are. We have like 2 weeks to think about it.
We're gonna ponder. We're gonna ask El Mule.
Okay, that's true. We will.
And he's gonna tell us what we're gonna talk about.
Oh, ooh.
He's gonna decide.
I like it. All right.
He's the decider.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until that next adventure, happy birthday, Disney.
You're old.
And TTFN, ta-ta for now.
So old.
Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? Happy 100th, Disney.